Hello, watermarkers and friends. This is Jeff Kaburski, a.k.a. Cub, with my wingman,
Dave McDonald.
And we're here to continue on with the 1 Samuel devotional. And today we are covering chapter 12. So as we get into chapter 12, we have Samuel's farewell speech. And this is a period whereby the Israelites are transitioning to go from judges who are leaders and Samuel to having their first king. And so Samuel is giving his goodbye speech to the crowd and giving them some insights and some cautions. And with that, I'm going to let Dave go ahead and read the chapter.
Verse 12, Samuel said to all Israel, I have listened to everything you said to me and have set a king over you. Now you have a king as your leader. As for me, I am old and gray and my sons are here with you. I have been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Testify against me in the presence of the Lord and his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe to make me shut my eyes? If I have done any of these things, I will make it right. You have not cheated or oppressed us, they replied. You have not taken anything from anyone's hand. Samuel said to them, the Lord is witness against you, and also his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. He is witnessed, they said. Then Samuel said to the people, it is Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron and brought your ancestors up out of Egypt. Now then, stand here, because I am going to confront you with evidence before the Lord as to all the righteous acts performed by the Lord for you and your ancestors. After Jacob entered Egypt, they cried to the Lord for help, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your ancestors out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, so he sold them into the hand of Sisera, the commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hands of the Philistines and the king of Moab, who fought against them. They cried out to the Lord and said, we have sinned, we have forsaken the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtoreths. But now deliver us from the hands of our enemies, and we will serve you. Then the Lord sent Jerubbaal, Barak, Jephthah, and Samuel, and he delivered you from the hands of your enemies all around you so that you lived in safety. But when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, was moving against you, you said to me, no, we want a king to rule over us, even though the Lord your God was your king. Now here is the king you have chosen, the one you have asked for. The Lord has set a king over you. If you fear the Lord and serve and obey him, and do not rebel against his commands, and if both you and the king who reigns over you follow the Lord your God, that will be good. But if you do not obey the Lord, if you rebel against his commands, his hand will be against you, as it was against your ancestors. Now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest now? I will call on the Lord to send thunder and rain, and you will realize what an evil thing you did in the eyes of the Lord when you asked for a king. Then Samuel called on the Lord, and the same day the Lord sent thunder and rain. So all the people stood in awe of the Lord and of Samuel. The people all said to Samuel, pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that they will not die. For we have added to all our other sins the evil of asking for a king. Do not be afraid, Samuel replied. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. As for me, far be it for me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you, and I will teach you the way that is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. Yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will perish. That is Samuel 12.
Great, thanks. So I guess the first thing that came to me when you read that, Dave, was, you know, it's a farewell speech, and Samuel stands up and he starts asking the people, if he has been a great leader and has he done them wrong and before the Lord. And without understanding the context, you could take that as he was kind of, you know, puffing his chest out, being a little brash about his great deeds that he has done and his obedience. But as the verse goes on, or the chapter goes on, it's clear that he's using that as a way to ensure that the future kings are as obedient as the past has been, and that if they deviate from that, that the Lord will not be happy.
I had the same reaction. I thought initially it was about he's asking the crowd for adulation he was asking for. But in fact, I think you're right. I think he was getting agreement that this is the template for success in obedience to the Lord. Humble yourself and be a humble servant. Yeah, I think that, you know, it's just he wanted to set an example. This was the end of his time, the end of his as a leader, and he got acknowledgement in that setting that these are the things that he did that were pleasing to the Lord. And
right.
This should be the model going forward for other kings.
Correct.
And other leaders.
What'd you see?
You know, so many examples of the ramifications of not following the Lord, you know, throughout these things.
He gave several.
Yeah, his chosen people, you know, turn their backs on him, spend time in idol worship, and what happens? And the astonishing, the amount of love that the Lord has in letting people back, letting them, you know, repent and come back to him and then take care of them. That love is hard to fathom.
Yeah, he's a forgiving God, that's for sure. That resonated with me as well. And I think as society, you know, we fall into this pattern, many of us do, not all of us, that when times are good, we tend to wander. Things are good. We worship others. We worship money. We worship our good health that we take for granted every day. But when times go the opposite and we become troubled, we tend to come back to the Lord. And the Lord's always there for us, right? And what Samuel has done here was explained, as you just read, how many times the Israelites deviated from the path of fearing the Lord and following the Lord. But the Lord always did come back to them. But there were some consequences if you didn't do it, right? I mean, there were several instances where the Lord punished, in a certain sense, the Israelites.
Sure.
For not following or not being obedient to the Lord.
Sure. And they recognized the error of their ways. And it takes all of us, and we all have faults, and we all have moments that are like this, where we turn our back and don't do the things that we should do to honor the Lord. But you come back and you ask for forgiveness, and it's given.
Right.
That's the beauty of the relationship.
Yeah, we have such a loving, forgiving Lord.
I also thought, but you know, be careful what you ask for, you know, because people wanted a king, and the Lord raised his hand and said, "I am the king. What, you know, center of, why do you need another?" And that shows the dangers of putting faith in another person, an earthly person, rather than putting faith in the ultimate faith in the Lord, which
right.
is where it needs to be.
Well, and tagging on to that, you know, I don't have the verse off the top of my hand, but Samuel asked the Lord to send a sign to say that the people had erroneously asked for a king. And I know back in chapter 8, Samuel had warned them as well. But, you know, he asked for, during the time of harvest, to send rain and thunder, and bam, clap of thunder, and rain came, and everybody was fearful. But they didn't deviate, right? They saw the sign that the Lord was angry, which two things came to my mind. First of all, the Lord does answer, you know, your prayers and your questions. And Samuel obviously asked for a direct response. And sometimes the timeliness of that, I think we'd all like it to be as quick as it was here in this chapter, where it happened instantaneously. But the Lord is listening, right? That was the first thing that came across. And I think that the second time is just the fact of, again, the Lord says, okay, you have erred. And I know the people, as far as asking for a king, and I know the people were afraid at first, but it was kind of strange how they continued to go on and still said, all right, well, we're going to have a king still. You know, they asked for Samuel to make sure that the Lord didn't kill them. And to me, that was just, you know, a little baffling. I would have said, all right, we're done. We're going to stay.
It was almost like an admission that they need somebody on a day-to-day basis to handle the worldly things.
Yeah.
Right? When in fact, if you pray to God, God will answer on whatever time that is. your prayers will be answered and you'll get guidance. Yeah, it pointed out to me a certain risk in involving another level, if you will, of leadership when all eyes should be on God.
Right. Yeah, God is the sovereign king.
Right. Well, you know, today it struck me that quite an ironic day. Here we are, you and I, doing this podcast on this particular verse. And today is, in our nation, National Prayer Breakfast Day, where we get together and pray for our country and pray for our leadership. And that's my prayer today to close this out here, is that I would pray that the leaders of our country and the leaders of the world turn their eyes to our great, loving Father, God. And I pray that they give the good Lord gives them the wisdom to discern what He desires for us, and that through the actions and the plans that are made by our world leaders here, I pray that those plans and actions always honor our Lord. I pray for all the leadership throughout the world, and thank you for loving us without end. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.